It's just after 7 a.m. on day 30. Tuesday the 25th of August. I'm about 10 kilometres from Karratha, which is my objective for the day, and about 30 kilometres from Roeburn, where I spent last night. Yesterday, after my last report, I had a run there for a while where I had a nice following wind in the morning. Thought I might catch up some time. Unfortunately, heard the old twang of one of those rear spokes going yet again. Stopped by the road and spent some time trying to make some temporary adjustments to that without actually taking the wheel off and replacing the spoke. In the knowledge that I was going to get to Karratha today and go to a bike shop and get it repaired, hopefully. While I was stopped fiddling around, I had a grey nomad pull up in his camper van, see if there's anything he could do to help. But I think he really wanted to tell me about his own bike problems in Broome while he was there. Anyway, that took the wind out of my sail a bit, since I thought I was going to make up some time with that nice tailwind. And then as I continued on, the wind seemed to swing around, unfortunately, and became a headwind, quite a strong one, which seemed most unfair. But I soldiered on through the Pilbara country, quite distinctive. In this part of the world, there's low undulating hills, small, sometimes strange looking rocky outcrops, and low grass plains, some cattle grazing, just some scrub, no real trees. Usually some low ranges of hills on the horizon, but also lots of evidence of mining activity, roads leading off, signs to mining operations, a lot of mining vehicles on the road, a lot of trucks, especially on the stretch between Port Hedland and Karratha. I kept going into the wind. It was a warm day, although not stinking hot. Didn't feel all that hungry, having eaten quite well in Port Hedland before I left. And, I soldiered on, but the constant pressure of riding and the wind seemed to be telling on my knee after a while. It's been sore on and off this trip, often for a day at a time, but okay the next day, but this time it's it seemed to be getting a lot worse than usual. I really wasn't enjoying it. That and the headwind, when I got to Wim Creek, which was about 120 kilometres from Port Hedland, there's a hotel there. It didn't say there was accommodation, but I'd aimed for there, have one of my breaks. I went into the hotel and got a couple of drinks and sat in there. Very pleasant garden, grassy area, in an outbacky sort of way, lined with some big cages and various native birds. Very historic old pub, looks like it's owned by some mining operation now, and I asked the woman behind the counter whether there was any accommodation. There clearly was accommodation there, but she said that the accommodation was just for mining construction personnel, not for tourists. And she was sorry about that. It wasn't said in a mean way. So I gave away that idea. I knew it was then about 85 kilometres to Roebourne, the next place, but I also knew that there wasn't much accommodation available in Roebourne. I'd done research on the web and couldn't find anything actually, apart from some hotel motel which didn't seem to exist anymore, and their phone was disconnected when I tried to call. The wind was still quite strongly opposing. Countryside pretty much the same, and I headed off towards Roebourne, anticipating getting there around 8 o'clock, which would be early enough to find any accommodation if it existed and there were any vacancies. When I resumed riding, the knee just seemed to get sore and sore, and I was having a bit of trouble putting a lot of pressure on it towards the end. The muscles around the knee were getting very tight and sore, probably from trying to compensate from the knee pain, and I found myself sort of grunting or gasping with pain on occasion. And also riding quite slowly. So this started to change my, significantly change my view of what I was going to do from now on, whether I wanted to continue. I could take anti-inflammatories, but I didn't want to take anti-inflammatories, which just mask problems, don't fix them. If I was going to incur further damage on that knee by continuing on around Australia. So my mind was definitely starting to swing around to in those last 3 or 4 hours to cutting the trip short and heading back. I did make slow progress, and I got to Roebourne about 8:30 in the end. It's an old mining town, a regional centre, probably an agricultural centre as well. Got a lot of stone heritage listed buildings. It's also now got a strong Aboriginal presence, and there was Aboriginal art galleries and so on along the road, but at 8:30 at night it was dark and there was nobody about, and everything was very quiet. And I think it does have some social problems, but none of them were evident to me as I rode in. Anyway, I cruised through town looking out for something that might be accommodation. I went past the Victoria Hotel, which seemed to be totally closed, 8:30 at night. It's a bit strange. And then I came across a sort of cafe that looked like it was still open, a reasonably large joint. So I went in there, and sure enough, yep, they were still serving. There was just a couple of locals sitting at another table having some kind of discussion or meeting. I got the curried sausages and mashed potato special, which had been the special for the night, was about to be put away at 8:30. While I was getting that, I asked the guy behind the counter whether there was anywhere in town I could get a room for the night, and he said, oh, he might be able to help me if I gave him a few minutes. So I went and sat down and had my curried sausages and mashed potato, very tasty. That curry was quite hot and had my bottom lip burning, and finished that off with a drink, just sitting quietly in the restaurant, contemplating what I was going to do next. And when I finished, he came back and said if I was interested, they did have a room. I said okay, I'd take it. I was expecting just a room and shared facilities, but he said, oh no, they had it had en suites and a TV, although it's pretty basic. And then he got his offsider to show me around. About this time a couple of police came in. Police woman and police man, obviously out doing the night patrol. Get a hamburger for their dinner. Didn't look too busy. So I went around and turned out that they had quite a lot of accommodation there. It was sort of rows of motel-like rooms, fairly old. Not particularly well cared for, but clean enough. And then there were a number of construction workers standing around having smokes outside their rooms and stuff. And apparently the major part of the business of this establishment was providing accommodation and food for people working on mining or construction operations in the area. And I was being given one of those rooms. Anyway, the room was fine. The off-sider told me that they serve breakfast between 4:30 and 6 in the morning for the construction workers if I wanted some, and that they lock the gates to the compound until 4:30 in the morning for security reasons, and he suggested I leave my bike inside my room, which I would have done anyway. So obviously there are some crime issues in Roeburn. In the room, I had a shower, then logged on the internet to explore my possibilities for getting back to Sydney. My preference was to get the Greyhound bus to Perth and then get the Indian Pacific train from Perth to Sydney, just because I would enjoy sitting there watching the scenery go by in both cases. However, I found that the next Greyhound bus, they go daily, would be not until this evening. That's Tuesday. And get into Perth 24 hours later. But the Union Pacific only went on Wednesdays and Sundays, and that I would be too late to get the Wednesday one, meaning I would have to hang around till the Sunday. So it didn't seem practical if I added in the extra accommodation costs and so on. It was going to cost about twice as much as the best airfare I could find going from Karratha, which has got an airport. So I looked at the flights, hard and hard, big decision. Booked a flight leaving about 11:30 a.m. today. Flying to Perth with a little bit of a layover in the airport there, and then on to Sydney, getting there 8:30 tonight. By the time we get a train home from the airport and maybe a taxi from the train station to home, it'll be close to midnight. I felt sad making that decision, but I think on balance, the knee, which is hurting a little bit this morning, they're not too bad so far. The possible loss of time because of the rear wheel problem going ahead. The extra expense of continuing on. The things I've got to do at home, if I can get home early. Earlier, all that up to make this the wise decision. Pride myself on making rational, dispassionate decisions, free from the emotions of embarrassment and sense of failure and stuff, but it is hard to avoid having that sense of failure a bit. Three attempts, three failures, all roughly in the same place. But, you know, it was never going to be perfect and always knew the odds were against it. Forward to the possibility of flying to the UK and walking Land's End at John O'Groats or vice versa next year at a more leisurely pace. Sounds good. So, I got up about 5:45 this morning. Went and had the breakfast, which was very nice, cooked breakfast. Not many people there. And got on my bike at 6 a.m. Set anything up for Karatha. Give myself plenty of time in case there's a problem with the bike or whatever when I get to Karatha, which was about 40 kilometres away. And did that with the first rays of a very nice dawn in the eastern sky. Had my lights on early on. I had a call from my brother Alan as I was leaving town. He's always been really supportive and understanding of my efforts and quite sympathetic to my decision. Nice to know he's there. Anyway, so I've continued on to Karatha. I'm just coming into the outskirts now. And the morning traffic's been pretty heavy. People going off to their various industrial resource projects for work. Quite a cool morning, but survivable in a t-shirt. And I'm looking forward to getting on with the next few things in my life and putting this behind me. Although some people believe I'll try again, I don't think I will be. I may well ride around Australia again, but I won't be doing it for a record. I'll just be doing it as a tourist. The record was important to me. I believed I could have done it. Physically, I think I slipped up by not getting a new bike and preparing it well. And that's down to me, basically. So, when I get into Karatha, I'll look for some kind of shopping centre. See if I can pick myself up a cheap bag to pack my gear into, my panniers, and then ride to the airport, which is a couple of kilometres out of town, and get a bike box and partially disassemble the bike. The flight home. I think that's it for this trip. Thank you.